Okay, so today is Daf Samach Beis. We're on the bottom of Samach Aleph in the Beis, by the two dots on the bottom. The Mishnah then mentioned the Machlokas, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, as to what you need to do in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Pur Revu. So, right, so Beis Shammai said that you have to have two males, right? Beis Shammai Omer Shnei Zachar, Beis Hillel Omer Zachar Nukevla, Shnei Mer Zachar Nukevla Baram. So the Gemara asks, Beis Shammai Omer, the Mitzvah Pur Revu is Mekayim when you have two males. So my time is the Beis Shammai. Where does Beis Shammai learn it? Yalfinim Moshe. They learn it out from Moshe. The Ksiv, because the pasuk says, and interesting, they quote the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim as opposed to the pasuk in Shmos. The Ksiv, Bnei Moshe Gershom Eliezer. The children of Moshe are Gershom Eliezer. That's true. That's two. That's it. So I heard that why pasuk in Divrei Hayamim? Because in Chumash in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, when they quote children, they rarely quote daughters. They really list the daughters. And Divrei Hayamim is where they'll also list daughters. So by Divrei Hayamim, by Moshe, so if you only just quote the pasuk in Shmos, and Moshe had two sons, well, maybe he had daughters as well. But Divrei Hayamim, where they normally would list daughters as well, and they don't, that shows that he only has two sons. All right, so Moshe Tiksiv, B'nei Moshe Gershom Elazar, and Moshe then was Porish Meishto. Right, he's then separated from Tzipora. So must be, he wouldn't separate from her if he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah yet. So therefore, you see that two boys are sufficient. What? We'll see. Hillel learns it out from Briyas Olam that by Briyas Olam it was Adam and Chava. How else was it supposed to be in the beginning of the world? If you had two males, you know, you couldn't have many more children, despite the fact what other people say. You know, men cannot have children, right? Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai say Beis Shammai Yalfim Briyas Shalolam. They learn out from Briyas Olam. Well, Beis Shammai, why don't we learn it out from Briyas Olam? Ain't done him Efshar Miyevshar. That's what they say. You can't learn out from what's impossible. Rashi says the E Lo Ibroy Chava had they only made and Hashem made two males and not a woman, right? Lo Bari Chava Lo Havi Nekeva Achrisi. There was no other female, and he wouldn't have had any children. Aval Hacham. But now Misha Yishol Shnei Zecharim Nekeva Sarbi Olam. So you have two males. You're kind of worried about the property in the world. They'll find other people who have girls and women. So it's not a problem. Well, Beis Hillel Nami Lelfu. Why does Beis Hillel Moshe? Why does Beis Hillel learn from Moshe? Say Amar Lach Moshe Midaitu Davin. Moshe did this on his own accord. And it was a reason. There was a reason behind that. Rashi says Mishum Shechina. He says because he had this. He was constantly in connection in the presence of the Shechina. But Asur L'Shar Kol Adam Laso the She'er Kol Adam Lasos came, and it's Asur for everybody else to just have two. Moshe, like you said, there was a reason why he had to. He was constantly in contact with Shechina. He had to maintain his purity, his status of being pure. The Tanya, because we have a Bryce that says Shlosha Dvarim Asa Moshe. This Gemara, I think, appears in the Gemara in Shabbos, right? Shlosha Dvarim Asa Moshe Midaito. Three things that Moshe did on his own, right? His schema Daito L'Dasa Makom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed and said, you're right. Number one, Perish Min Yisra. He separated from his wife. Apparently Miriam and Aaron didn't know that Hashem agreed because they gave him, you know, they were not happy with him that he did this. Perish Menei Isha, V'shiberas HaLuchos, he broke the Luchos after Chet HaEgel, V'hosif Yom Echad, and he added one day, it's supposed to be 2 days of Shloshes HaMeyagbala, and he added a third day before Matan Torah. Perish Menei Isha, my Darish, what was his drasha when he separated from his wife? Amar, Moshe says he learned out of Kal V'chomer, which is interesting, because if it's Tosafot points out, if it's a real Kal V'chomer, then it's a Din D'oraisa. It's when the Shloshes HaMeyagbala is turned the drasha behind him. So if it's a real Kal V'chomer, it's not Moshe Midaitu, it's Divrei Torah. And Tosa says it's not the best Kal V'chomer either, right? My Amar, my Darsh, Amar, my Yisrael Shal Dibra Mishkinei El Nefisha B'nei Yisrael, who Kadosh Baruch Hu is only speak to them at a moment, one time at Matan Torah. It's only be for one moment, a short small at a time. And additionally, the Kavod Lehem Zman, and he's told them to separate from their wives for a certain amount of time. So they have these two reasons. Amra Torah, nevertheless the Torah said, Al Tikshu El Isha. And the Torah says, he only just speak to them for a shah, they cover the hemzman and gave him a specific time when he's going to speak. So they knew exactly when he was going to speak to them. Nevertheless, the Torah says, Al Tikshul Isha, you know, separate from your wives. Ani, me, Moshe, she miyucha ledibor b'kol shah v'shah. I can get the nevuah at any moment. Hashem speaks to me at any moment in time. V'lo kavali zman, the same thing. And he doesn't set a time when he's going to speak to me. He speaks to me every day, at any moment, at any time. I can never know. So alachas kav v'kama. You know, kav v'chomer, I should separate from my wife. V'eskima daito l'dasa makom. And Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed. She'ne'emar, because the pasuk says in the second rendition of Matan Torah in Pashas Veschanan, lechem ro lehem shvu lechem lo lechem. You go tell them to go back to their tents, the tents being a euphemism to their wives. Va'ata po amori madi, and you stay with me, and you don't go back. The Tosfos says it's not the best Kal Vachomer. Tosfos says, top Tosfos. Afal gav the Kal Vachomer kamar ain't the Kal Vachomer gamor. It's not a real foolproof Kal Vachomer. The Atulub named Shetziva Pam Achas Levatel, since he told him once in the world to be Mevatel with your wives, Le'olam, Yevatel Le'olam Pru Revu, so now he used to be Mevatel from Pru Revu forever. Inami Dapka Azam Levatel Mishum Aseres HaDibros. Maybe there was different also, because that's talking about the Aseres HaDibros. That was a huge thing. But Pru says for any other time that Hashem speaks to you, you have to separate. So he says it's not the full fledged Kal Vachomer. Okay. Shiras HaLuchos, he broke the Luchos, my Darash. What was the drush that he made there? Amar, he said, Ma Pesach, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, Shehu Echad Mishesh Meos or Shloshei Mitzvos. Pesach is just one out of 613 mitzvos. Amra Torah, the Torah says, Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Ba, every Ben Nechar is not allowed to eat it. I mean, if you're a Mumar, you're not allowed to eat, that's talking about a Mumar, you're not allowed to eat the Pesach. So if you're a Mumar, you're not allowed to do this one mitzvah. So Torah Kula, the entire Torah, where's the entire Torah? It's just the Tzaras HaDibros. Okay, but the Torah Kula, if Yisrael Mumarim and Obed Yisrael or Obed Zara, Alas Kam V'Kama, that they should be able to do the mitzvos. So, okay, so why break the luchos? Okay, I don't know. So therefore, Rashi says, Tosa says, Ein Zeh Kal Vachomer Gomor. Again, it's not a full Kal Vachomer. Right, the Shani Pesach, number one Pesach is different, Mishum Dekachim. That's a carbonus. You're not allowed to eat carbonus. Ava Kol HaTorah Kula, but Kol HaTorah Kula, Adarava, Yesh Lo Lamdom Lassim B'Tshuva. Why are you pushing them off? They did an Aveira, I'm going to push them off. You can't keep getting the Torah. No, someone doesn't, very Chassidish. Someone doesn't Aveira, you got to hug them and love them and try to get them to do tshuva and you're going to destroy the Torah. So Tosfos is not so thrilled with the Kal Vachomer, but he says, the Hiskima Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim that he broke the Daito Lamakom, right to Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, this is by, right, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Sher Hayu Aluchos, Asher Shibarta. Right, he says, "Luchos Asher Shibarta," which means what? And Amar Reish Lakish, Amar LeAkadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Yarsha Koach Asher Shibarta. Asher somehow means that it's a good thing that you did that. Right, Rashi says Asher is Loshon Yasher, straight or something like that. I don't know if Asher means that all the time, but it's Shkoyach that you broke the Luchos. Hosif Yom Echa Midaito. We added another day to the days of preparation for Matan Torah. My Dorish, what's the drasha here? Diksiv, because the Torah says as follows. The Pasuk said, Vikidashtem Hayom Umachar. You should sanctify today and tomorrow. So Moshe makes the drasha, Hayom, the day today, has to be like tomorrow. Right? So he's speaking to him in the middle of the day. But he says, the day, Hayom, has to be like tomorrow. Tomorrow includes a night. Well, today doesn't include a night. So in order to include a night, you have to have another day. That's basically the limud. Right? Diksiv, Vikidashtem Hayom Umachar. Ma Machar Lelo Imo. Afayom lelo imo. The laila in the nafikle. The night already passed. The night before. Shema minar treyomi lebarmei idna. That means it must mean 2 days besides today. Well, if that's the case, what Hashem told him, then that's not Moshe doing by himself. Moshe just interpreting what Hashem told him to do. Right? The hiskima daito ladas hamakom. And the Kadosh Baruch agreed. The lo shari shchina shabta. That the shchina did not come down on Matan Torah until Shabbos, which is the day 3, because the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Pei Vav says that the separation took place on Wednesday, which wasn't a complete day. Then he separated again on Thursday. He added Friday. And on Shabbos, the Shekhinah came down. It seems to be everyone agrees, right? Everyone agreed that the Luchos were given on Shabbos. The question is what date that was. Okay, so those are the three things. So again, those are the three things that Moshe did by himself. And that's why, how did we get there? That's why Beis Hillel didn't learn from Moshe that two boys are sufficient for Pru Revu, because that was as Moshe doing on his own because of special circumstances. Okay, Tanya, now we have a Braisa that brings a different Shita of Beis Shammai. Tanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Beis Shammai said the mitzvah of Pru Revu is Mizkayim, by a person when he has Shnei Zecharim Ushtein Kevos, two males, two females. Beis Hillel Omrim, like he said in the Mishnah, Zachar Nekeva. So that's new. So who know my time in the Rabbi Nassim lived Beis Shammai. According to Rabbi Nassim, what's Beis Shammai's reasoning that you have to have two male and two female offspring? The Iksiv, as the Pasuk says, this is by Adam and Chava. It says, Vatosef laledes es achiv es hevel. Right, so what is that? So Mara says that the S, I think we learned that in Rashi, like the S includes a daughter. which because I'm sure they were stuck. If Adam and Chava only had Cain and Hevel, so who did Cain and Hevel have children with?
See, I thought they would. Cain and Hevel would be a much better lima than Moshe.
Because
the same reason.
Yeah,
but the two of them stopped after two.
I don't understand why you can learn from Enem at all. There was no, I mean, the mitzvah of Pur Ravu, Adam and Chava. Right. But here they're saying that Adam and Chava didn't stop after two.
They had S.
S means daughters as well. Right, so it says, right, but Tosif led us as Achib as Hevel, Hevel v'achoso, Bekayin v'achoso. So that's two male, two female. Iksiv, and it says after Cain kills Hevel, that Chava has another son, but Tikra is Shmo Shes, and she says, Kishas li Elokim zera acher tachas Hevel kirol Cain. Hashem gave me another offspring under instead of Hevel, which means now I'm a kind of mitzvah. Instead of Hevel, I got the other man, the other boy to be kind of mitzvah. Rabban say, no, I don't do with them. He says, Odi who did the commodities. He's being thankful that you got another child. I don't do with the mitzvah that. Okay, fine. Tani Idoch, another brisa, says Reb Nosson Omer, Beis Shammai Omer Zachar Nukeva. Beis Hamai is the one who says Zachar Nukeva. Beis Hillel will say here, O Zachar O Nukeva. Just one. So you have to have one child. And Amar Rava, my time at the Reb Nosson, leave the Beis Hillel. So what's this? This is Mechudish. Beis Hillel is Mechudish here. So what is Beis Hillel's reasoning according to Beis Shammai? Shneamar, because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, and this Pasuk always props up in the Pur Avu Sugyas, and you have to figure out what the connection is between Pur Avu and the Pasuk of Lo So Baral Hashavas Yitzara. Because Baruch Hu did not make the world for people to like sit and for not to be populated. And therefore, it's an obligation on everybody to populate the world. So what's the connection between Sheves and Pur Avu? Right? If you have one child, you populate the world. So that's sufficient. And that would be enough. Right? So you have a bunch of shitas. You have either Beis Hillel Liba the Reb Nosson is one child. Beis Shammai Liba the Reb Nosson is two and two. Beis Hillel, according to our Mishnah, is one and one. And Beis Shammai, according to our Mishnah, is two male offspring. So across the board, you have all these different shitas. So Itmar, learn to the base medrash. How you lo bunim bi yoso ovikachavim vinis gayer. So if a guy has two children, whatever the sheet is, he has the sufficient amount of children when he was a guy, and then he becomes a convert. So what's the story? Has he been a kind of mitzvah pruvu or not? Rav Yochanan Amar Kiyam, yeah, with the children that he had as a non-Jew, he was mekayim the mitzvah of puravirvya. Reish lakasham lo kiyam, he was not mekayim the mitzvah of puravirvya. He has to have them more children now that he's Jewish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyam Puravirvya, why? The Havale, the bottom line. He populated the world. He has children. What's he else supposed to do? He has.
Sounds like this is a mitzvah for going too. It's one of the Shevet mitzvahs of Noach.
It's not one of the Shevet mitzvahs of Noach. But there's a Shaila. There's a Shaila about what maybe Sheves includes. That's included.
Puravirvya given to
Adam and Chava. Right.
So why wouldn't
I don't know. Right, the Havre Luhu, yes. Reish Lakish Amar Loki and Puri Review. Reish Lakish says he's not Mekayim Puri Review. Why? Because he takes a halacha concept. He says Ger Shnis Gayer Katar Shanola Dami. A Ger who's Misgayer is he's reborn. Nothing of his previous life exists anymore. So he says, okay, so the children don't exist to him anymore either. They're not connected to him. He's a Katan Shanola Dami, and that's that. And therefore those children aren't associated with him. But Azlu Tamayu, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan, the machlokas here is similar to the machlokas they have elsewhere. The Itmar, Hayulo Bonin Biyoso Obikachavim. So again, this person has children when he was not Jewish, then is Gayer, and he converts. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elo, and then he has children now when he's Jewish. Does his firstborn child get the status of a Bechor? So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Elo Bechor Lanachala. He doesn't have a Bechor Lanachala. Why? Rashi says, Ben Bechor she ain't lo Bechor Nachla, Ben Bechor she yolo mishas gayer, ain't no for pishnayim, he doesn't get pishnayim, because it's not Reish Ono. He already had a child, right? And Beis Hillel, and sorry, the ha habilei Reish, Vizgayer Rabbi Yochanan ain't lo Bechor Nachla, the habilei Reish Ono. He already had Reish Ono. He already had his first of his offspring. Reish Lakash Amar Yesh lo Bechor Nachla, no, the first child born, the first son born, if it's a Bechor, it will be a Bechor. Why? Gersh Neskayer, Shekotan Shnola Dami. All that he had beforehand doesn't count. It's pre-birth. He's reborn. So that doesn't count. So why do I need both machlokos? It's the same thing. So the Gemara says, Utsricha, I need both. The Yashmin Vahaika Maisa, we just had the machlokos by Pur Avu. Maybe you would have said, by Hika Amar Rabbi Yochanan, maybe here Rabbi Yochanan would say that the offspring from his pre-Jewish offspring count, because like you said before, even initially B'nai Noach, they also have this idea of Pru Revu, whether it's Pru Revu or Sheves, because it says, by B'nai Noach, it also says, by Yom Alem, Pru Revu. So he, according to this, you would think that maybe they also have the obligation of Peru Revu. So who says the obligation changes? The Peru Revu then is good to go. But when it comes to Nachla, the Labre Nachla in you. The halachas of Nachla do not apply to the non-Jews. The halachas of Nachla apply to us. They have their own rules when it comes to inheritance. So therefore, you might have thought that, okay, so by the Peru Revu, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan would say that they count because Peru Revu, Peru Revu. But by the Nachla, I would say, no, only the new ones count. The ones I had before don't count for Nachla because there is no concept of Nachla, of our concept of Nachla, by the non-Jews. So therefore, you would have both. Right? That the new child would take Pishnayim. The Itmar Baha, and if I just had the case by the Nachla, you would say the opposite. Baha Kama Reish Lakish. And when we hear Reish Lakish says that the children from before don't count. Aval Bahi, but when it comes to Mitzvah Peruvu, Ema Modli Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan, maybe he'll agree to Rav Yochanan because Peruvu is Peruvu is Peruvu. Utrichan, therefore I need to have the Machlokas in both situations. So Esve Rav Yochanan the Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan asks Reish Lakish the following Kasha. Okay, the Pasuk says in Mulachim, this is after Chizkiyahu Melech was sick. It says, by Esahi, Shalach Birodach Baladan, Ben Baladan, Melech Bavel, Svar Muminchel Cheskio, Kishmoki Chel Chesio. Okay, fine. He sends him gifts. So the Pasuk seems to say that Goyim are called the children after their fathers, right? Which means what? Which shows you that they're considered your offspring, right? The children of a Goy is considered his offspring, so he was Mekayim Mitzvah Peruvu. I'm not sure what the proof is so much. He says, B'nei Noach, Rashi says, sorry, Baladan ben Baladan, Alma Bonin Mikru, because it says Baladan, the son of Baladan. Okay, he changed his name, Baladan. There's a whole story that his father was disfigured. I'm not exactly sure what the whole story was. His father was disfigured, and he had to step down, and his son took over the throne. And to show that he wasn't embarrassed by his father, he took on his father's name as well. Okay, so Baladan ben Baladan, Melech Bavel. So Amrlei, Reish Lakish. So you see, so Rav Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, you see that the Chumash, the Torah, the Nach, calls the children of Goyim their children, Ben Baladan. So Amalei, so he's talking to us back to them, B'yosan Odechav Yisluchayis, Shinizgari Yisluchayis. He goes, what are you asking me? Yeah, when the Goyim are Goyim, they have the Yichus from their father. There's Baladan. I'm talking about a situation where the Goy was Nizgair. Now he's a Katar Shinolad. It's not a Raya. Again, if had he stayed a Goy, then those kids would have been Meyuchas after him, and he would be Mekayim, whatever mitzvah the Goyim have when it comes to Peru Revu. But now that if someone converts, those children aren't meyuchas after him because he's a gersh nolad. He cut gersh miskayer. He cut a shenolad dami. Okay. Amar Rav. Rav says hakol modim. But both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree. Be'eved, if a servant, if a slave has children, she'ein lo chayes. They're not meyuchas after the father. And if he has children and then he's misgayer, even Rav Yochanan would agree he's not mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu, because I guess they don't have, because the children of the Eved don't belong to the father, they belong to the master, I guess. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says by Avraham Avinu, who says to Eliezer, and he also to Yishmael, but the proof was from Eliezer, who says, Eved, Shulachan Poli Machamor, stay here with the donkey, Am Hadom El Achamor, the nation similar to a donkey, which means that a donkey doesn't have any yichus, right? You don't say the donkey, the son of a donkey. Donkey's a donkey. That's it. Something else also. But that's therefore, avadim don't have yichus after their father. So therefore, if that eved has kids when he's an eved and then he converts, he would not have been mekayim the mitzvah peruvu yet. So meisve they ask, Tziva, who is apparently an eved kanani of Mephibosheth, the Tziva chameshas arbanim the esrim avadim, Tziva has 15 sons and 20 avadim. So you see that by avadim, we call their sons their children. So therefore, it is miyuchas after the father. Samar racha kipar ben bakar. No, that's just offspring. That's not his children. He's like the par the par ben bakar. You know, it's just like an animal gives off children. So to hear, just like an animal, Rashi says, eved kanani shem avadim. That's all. The bonim that are called, they're just called his offspring. They're not halachically his children. Ihachi, if that's the case, that from the word ben Ben doesn't prove anything, right? Because Ben here could just bring his offspring as opposed to his children. So go back to the Baladan. Baladan, Ben Baladan. Answer the question over there also. Let's see, that Baladan, Ben Baladan doesn't mean his actual offspring. Doesn't mean his actual child. It just means his offspring. So Gemara says, Ihachi hasam nami, no shani hasu di yachazinu bishmayu bishmei davu and v'hachal mefarish. So there it's different. There it says the names of the father, the names of the son, actually being miyaches the son after the father. Here it just says he has 15 banim. Doesn't give the names. So therefore, v'hachalom afarish. So by the non-Jews themselves, when they have children, the children are miyaches after the father. According to Rishon Gor Yochanan, says that's a proof that if you miskayer, you still mekayem mitzvah peruvu with your pre-Jewish children. According to Rishon Lakish, it's not a proof because he's just saying that pre-Jewish children are your children if you remain non-Jewish. But once you transfer to Judaism, it's Gershon Nolad, Gershon Sky, Gershon Noladami. When it comes to Avadim, everyone agrees that it's just Bonim, it's just offspring. They're not Meyuchas after you. Ibai Zema, or you can give another answer, that there's another place where the Goyim are given Yichus after their father, and there are plenty of places where the Goyim are given Yichus after their father. Throughout Tanakh, there are places.
So we have a policy that if it says a Ben, it usually means it's a
Yichus
type thing, not right. Like Yichus.
Right.
So it's the same thing. Because he happens to have a son and a father, both who are kings, it's Yichus. It doesn't make really sense. I mean, I'm trying to really make this fit.
Or you can say Yichasinu biduch tachrisa v'avuan, v'avu d'avuan, right? Because there's a pasuk that says, Right, here you're talking about the each child is being called the son of the father and giving them the names. So that shows that the guy from Yuchas after their fathers. Again, for Rav Yochanan, it's a proof. And for Rish Lakish, it just shows that when you're a guy, you have Yuchas after your father. But everyone agrees, again, by the Eved, that you don't have Yuchas after the father. So everyone would agree, if an Eved is Nisgayer, he was not Mekayim in the Mitzvah Puravu with his children that he had while he was an Eved. Okay. So continuing in the Mitzvah Puravu, Itmar, Hayulo Banimu Mesu. Now, if a person has children, whatever, he had the right amount of children, and those children died. Right, Rav Huna says, Kiyem, he was already Mekayim the Mitzvah Pura Rivya, and he's Yotzi the Mitzvah. Rav Yochanan Amar Lo Kiyem, he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah Pura Ruv. Rav Yochanan had 10 sons and one daughter, possibly, and all his children and all his sons died. Yeah. Rav Huna Amar Kiyem. Rav Huna says he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Pura Rivya, Mishum, right, because he says, Mishum Rav Asi, the Amar Rav Asi, he says the Mitzvah Pura Rivya is because of this spiritual idea, which says that Ein Ben David, which is Mashiach, Mashiach is not going to come. Ad sheyichlu kol haneshama shebaguf. All the neshamas in this storehouse of the guf have to come out. Once we have all the children are born, and the neshamas leave this guf, this storehouse, then Mashiach will come. So what this person did, he had two children. Nebuch, they were niftar, but he got the neshamas out of the guf. So he's helping along the process of bringing Mashiach, and therefore he's yotzei the mitzvah of Pruvu. Right, this idea of the Shemesh. We've seen that before.
Yeah, the movie.
What movie was that?
With Demi Moore. No.
I was thinking of that. I don't remember which movie it was. Okay. But I think we've also seen it in Shas.
Shas.
Yeah, I think we've seen it in Shas.
Shas.
Okay, so where's the quote from here?
A bunch of Zereshim Shishirim that this is all we are now is fulfilling that idea of trying to get all the neshamas into the
world. We've heard that.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. But where's the quote? Is it someplace else? I know there's an interesting Tosas Yeshanim asks. He says, what are you talking about? He says, Tema, the Arminian, this Gemara in Shabbos says that El Mali Yisrael Mishmarim Shtei Shabbos Mian Negolim. We don't have to get all these children. Just keep Shabbos 2 weeks in a row, and then we'll have, and then Mashiach will come. Right? V'halo Sarich Shei Kol HaKol HaShomer Shavaguf. So he says, V'yish Lomar, he puts them together. It's just fascinating. He says that if B'nei Yisrael are Rekayim Tu Shabbosos, then Hayu Yoldo Shisha B'keres Echad V'yukalo Nefosho Shavaguf Miyad. He says, if B'nei Yisrael keep Tu Shabbosos, then every woman are going to have sextuplets. They're going to have six, like they had in Mitzrayim. and Ari Reichman has a whole shiur about that. They sit in the six-chambered womb, and then they have six children born, and immediately all the neshamas will leave the guf. If every person has six children at once, I guess. I don't know how that's going to happen, but it's interesting how he puts the both midrashim together to make it into one. Right, Mati's busy now. Okay. So again, so in Mahilo Bonim Mesa Rahuna Amar Kayim Puriv Yochan Amar Lokayim. Rahuna Amar Kiyim, Mishun Marviasi, Damarvasi, Amin David Ba Elashikal Shoshabagov, Shinemar, Pasuk says, Ki Ruach Milfana Yatov, Unishamosan Yasisi, that's the Pasuk. Rabbi Yochan Amar Lokiyim Puriv Yor, why? Lashevus Yitzara, the whole purpose of Puriv Yor has nothing to do with the Guf, it's to populate the world. But Inan Bahaleka, and he hasn't populated the world now because the children of Nebuchadnezzar aren't here. So Mesve, they ask the following question. The Brisa says, B'nei Banim or Enki Banim? Grandchildren are like children, right? So what's that? We're going to have to figure out what the kash, who's the kash is on now, right? Rashi says, "Kasaka daitach." Right now, what we're thinking, we'll change it in a second. Shem meis hazachar on nikeva. The pasuk like Hillel, you have to have a boy or a girl. So one of them died. Meis hazachar on nikeva. V'haylo ben sheitzdarif im achos aviv o im achimo. So his son died, but his daughter has a son. He has a grandson. So the grandson will be mitzdarif with the daughter, right? Tell me later, right? Hi, aviv o im achi imo ein avi av chayv o peir river. He's yotze b'taymosh. Hi, lo lemeiz ben halav achi lo kaim the shevus ba'ina the kashar funa. He says the only time you can put it together is I still had one son. So I had a son, and a person, a son and a daughter. Okay, his daughter passes away, and his son has a daughter. So he has a son and a granddaughter. So he's yotze, but only because his son is still alive. Had a son also passed away and he not had the child, the grandchild, he wouldn't be Yotze. He's only Yotze here because there is a line. But the Gemara says, no, Kitanya Hilashlim. Now that Bryce, so that would be Akasha on Rav Huna, who says that if you don't have any children left, they all pass away, you're not Mechuyev and Pure River anymore. This Bryce says, no, you're not Mechuyev anymore because you still have your son left. Well, the son's left, so his daughter can be count. But he says, no, Kitanya Hila Hashlim. This is talking about Lahashlim, which Rashi says, Kigon Shiloh Hailo Zakin Ela Ben Echad. He only has one son. Vinasa Ben Isha, and his son gets married. Beholid Bas, and there's a granddaughter now. Right? Patra Zakin, so Hishlim Zes Chovaso. Because the Zakin was Mashlim his Chova. Aval I Havale Mikara Zachar Keva, Filo Mesh Waldon in Kim Peruvia. But that could mean that even if he has a son and daughter from the outset, and they pass away, he'd still be Yotze. Here the situation was, is he only had a son. So then the granddaughter combines. Okay, so it's not a riot against Rav Huna. So Mesve, this is going to be a riot against Rav Huna. Mesve, Pnei Banim or Enki Banim. Right. He says, Mes Echa Mehem, if one of your children die, O Shenimsa Saris, or it turns out that your child is a Saris, or if it's a woman, it's a islandess, unable to have children, Loki and Peririvya. He's not Mekayim Peririvya. Well, okay, if they die, then you're done with Peririvya. Right, I guess that's... I guess he dies without having children, I would assume. Right? Then, Tiyufta the Ravuna, Tiyufta. So that's a kasha, strong refutation of Ravuna. Because here it says clear in the Brisa that if you had children and they pass away, you're not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Pruervu. Okay. Vinei Banim Arein Kebanim. Right? The Brisa says that grandchildren are like children. And the fact that you have, in fact, that your children had children, you are Mekayim the Puravu. So I guess if you had children, never, if you have children who have children, and then your children pass away, but you still have your grandchildren, you're still Yotze. That's what I think that it comes to. So Savra Abai Lememar, Abai thought to say that this idea that the grandchildren can be in lieu of the children would only apply in three out of four situations. Bra Libra, where my son has a son. Ubarta Labarta, a daughter can replace a daughter. The Koshi came Bra Labarta, and of course, a son can replace a daughter. Aval Barta Libra, but if my daughter has a son, that son, sorry, if my daughter has a son, low.
No, granddaughters are counting for a son.
Correct. Barta Libra, a daughter to a son.
Yeah.
Right, daughter to a son. So my granddaughter, low. She, that would not help me, right? Rashi says.
Because she can't have anymore.
No, because she's not, because the daughter doesn't replace the son, because the son is more prosperous. That's what I think. I think that's what the article says, because the son is more cautious.
It's interesting, because if you just have daughters, then...
You're not Yotze either.
No, if you just have sons, then you have a granddaughter.
Yeah, that would
work. You just have daughters, so you're missing a son.
Right.
Now, your granddaughter can replace a son.
You say, but Rabbi says a granddaughter cannot replace the son. He says, a bar.
Okay, the other way.
Yeah.
You just had sons,
uh-huh.
And now you had a granddaughter, so that granddaughter can replace one of the sons.
The granddaughter could be in lieu of the son, but can't, Rabbi says maybe can't replace one. If one you had one and they died, it can't replace that. Okay, but the Gemara says, no, Amalei Rava, that's not true. La Sheves Ba'ina Ba'ika. The whole the mitzvah of Puravu is to populate Ba'ika, and this person populated. There's no difference who replaces who. It'll be, it's fine. Right, the Kuli Alma Mios, everyone agrees, though. Right, the Kuli Alma, everyone. Ben Levi, Ben Lerava, Rashi says, Tre Mechad, lo. If he has one, right, Tre Mechad, V'Hasheni Meis below Banim, lo Kayim Hazake Imperivio. So the case is that if he has one son, and then his one son, and then his son has a daughter, a son and a daughter.
Yeah, one.
He has two sons, I think.
Grandchildren from one son.
Right. So he has two sons.
Two grandchildren from one son.
Correct. But what's the, so then? Lo, he's not just, the grandfather's not fulfilled prima rivia.
Correct.
Right. The whole machlokas here is rock only if he has.
He needs two.
Right. No, he needs to match. Only if his son had a daughter.
I think what's talking about is the fact that he only had one child, and one child had two children.
The Rashi says Trei Mechad. He has two from one. The Hasheni Meis Blo Banim Lokayim Azak Imperial Rivia. So I think if his one son has a son and a daughter. Oh, that makes sense. No, yeah, like, what does the article say?
It's just fine. You already had two children originally. But right. the kicker of the whole thing is he had the one son has two kids. Even though that the son fulfilled his obligation, it does not kick back up to the father, to the grandfather, his obligation. Even though technically, through the Doros, he has it already done. That's exactly what it's saying.
Is the whole nafkamina of all this whether a 90-year-old guy is included to keep trying to have children?
We'll see in a moment. say the case again. The Bible agree they trim it.
If he lost his children.
If one of his children, one of his, right. If one of his children had a son and a daughter, and his second son dies without children.
Correct.
So he's not in the Yotze now. According, he's not going to be Yotze.
You think he'd not be Yotze?
He's not Yotze.
No, he is not Yotze, right.
Correct.
But
he's not.
Maybe he would be Yotze because of the fact that his one son, the one surviving one, had two children. So technically he's...
Right, because if he has one son and that son has a daughter, he's pater. So the Gemara says below, is that really true? Right, that you're not going to be mechayim the mitzvah if your one son has a son and a daughter? He says, Amar le Rabban l'Rav Sheshes, Rabban said to Rav Sheshes, Nasiv itzav oli b'ni. Right, you should get married and have children. And Amr Lahu, and he said back to them, B'nei Barti B'nei Ninu. The sons that my daughter have are considered my children. Therefore, I'm not Mechayiv in the mitzvah for review.
That's what he's trying to say.
So he says, Gemara says, no, Hasim, the Chuy comes out. And then there, Rav Sheshes is just pushing them off. The Rav Sheshes is Yaker, because Rav Sheshes can't have children anymore. This is bizarre, right? Yaker, we pirki the Rav Huna, because he went to the Shir of Huna. Rav Huna gave really, really long Shiurim, and no one had the chutzpah to get up and leave the Shir to go to the bathroom, and because they held it in so long, they ruptured something, and they were no longer able to have children. Right? There's a Gemara that says, if you need to go, you have to go, because otherwise it will cause you problems. So these Talmidim, you know, gave up their ability to have children, because they didn't want to leave the Shir, because the Shir was too long. Okay. So that's why you just pushed them off. Amalei Rabba L'Rava Bar Mari. Mino Hanim Milsi the Amar Abanim B'nei Banim Harikim Banim. Right, how do we know that B'nai Banim are like Banim? So I think this Shaila is talking about daughters. Because for granddaughters, you know, Reuven, Ephraim, Menashe, Reuven, Shimon, Liu, you have many, many sources that grandsons are like sons. But I think the question here is, how do you know that the granddaughters are considered your children? And so he says...
I don't know why you think so. Why you think not?
Was Rashi, I think, said it. Minahim Milsa Abnei Bitokai, the Ben Beno Pshitalon. Right. So Amalei Rav Lor Mari Minahim Mili the Amar Abanim Bnei Banim Rankin Banim Il Male Ilim. If you see the reason is Midiksev, because the pasuk says by Lavan, when Lavan, you know, catches up to Yaakov, he says that Habanos Binosai, the children are my children, Vabanim Banai, and all the girls are mine, all the sons are mine. Therefore, he called them his. So his grandsons are considered his, mm-hmm. Then that's the source. He goes, well, Elamayata, if that's the case, when he says Hatson Soni, that the sheep are all mine also. Hachinami, can you say that? That can't be. The son is not his son. She goes, Ella, the kenis mine, hachinami kenis mine. They were because of me. You all the son that you got were because of my son. You bought them for me. You worked for them. Everything you have is because of me. Not because that they are mine. It's because of me. So Ella, so mehach, the pasuk is from here. It says, "Va'achar bar chetzron el basmachir." So Chetzron, who is from Yehuda, marries basmachir. Machir is from Menashe, Avi Gilad. Va'teled lo es saguf, and he gives birth to saguf. This is in Divrei Yamim. Uksiv, and it says, "Mini machir yardu michokim," and from the offspring of machir came the michokim, and the michokim are Yehuda. Uksiv Yehuda michokke. So it's saying that the offspring of Machir are from Yehuda. Well, Machir's offspring are not from Yehuda. Machir's offspring are from Menashe. Which offspring must they be referring to? Must be referring to his grandchildren who were born, his granddaughters who were born from Chetzron, B'nei Banim Kivanim. Okay. Mas Nisin, our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah who says that after you have a Ben or a Bas, the Beis Hillel, or two children, two Banim to the Beis Shammai, the Lok Rabbi Yeshua. It's not in accord with Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Yeshua says, the time of Yeshua Omer, Nasa Adam Isha Bialduso, if you married when you're young, Yisha Isha Bzikunuso, you can be married again when you're older. Bahailo Bonim Bialduso, if you have children when you're young, Yulo Bonim Bzikunuso, you should have children when you're older also. Just make sure to keep having children. Like the idea is, if you hold that if your offspring, if your children die, then you'll never know that you were kind of the mitzvah piravu until the moment that you died. At the moment you died, do you have or do you not have? So therefore, you have to continue having children. You have to continue having children so that at the moment of your death, you are certain that you were kind of mitzvah peravu. Right? So what you said, Josh, you have to keep having children. Right? The pasuk says, he quotes a pasuk. He says, "Shenemar baboker zera ezarecha." In the morning, you should have zera zarecha. Ula erev in the evening, which means when you get older, al tanach yadcha. Don't rest your hand. You know, keep going. Ki incha yodeya, because you don't know eze yichshar hazeh ozeh. You don't know which will be kosher, which will, I guess, last. This one or that one. Vim shneim ke echatovim, or both of them are going to be good. You won't know. So continue having children. So Rav Kiva learns the pasuk differently. Rav Kiva omer lamad Torah. It's talking, not talking about having children. This pasuk is talking about lima Torah. You learn Torah when you're young. Don't take a break when you're older, right? I mean, I don't know what would have the Havamina. He quotes in the pasuk. Let's read. He says, "Lama Torah bialduso." If you learn Torah when you were young, nevertheless, the yomo Torah bizikinuso. You should continue learning Torah when you age. Hayulo talmidim bialduso. If you have talmidim when you were younger, it's called Rabbi Kiva. Yulo talmidim bizikinuso. You should have more talmidim when you get older. Shneimar the same pasuk vokazera zarech. I don't know why you would have a Havamina to say it's because I learned when I was younger. I shouldn't learn when I'm older. I think it means if you learned the sukkah when you were younger, when you're older, approach it anew again. Don't look at the notes. Keep doing it again. Make sure it's fresh. Because don't be biased by what you learned earlier. So now we're on Rabbi Akiva, Lubliner moment. Amru Shnemasar, Elev Zuge Talmidim, Hai Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. Why it says 12,000 pairs, not 24,000. May give us ad ant piros. That's the area they were. The Kula Mesu Perigacha, they all died at one time. Because they didn't respect or honor each other. Right, the Haya Olam Shameim, and the whole world was desolate. There wasn't Torah. There was 24,000 Talmidim. The whole Torah Sheva Alpeh basically comes from Rabbi Akiva, and you lost 24,000 Talmidim. Right, Achabar. So the whole world was desolate from Torah. Achabar Rabbi Akiva, Eitzor Basina Sheva Darom. He came into the south and he taught more Talmidim. Mishnah Lahem, and who are they? Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. The Heim Heim Emidu Torah Beosu Shah. They're the ones who reestablished Torah. And if you notice that Rabbi Meir, all who they are, right? Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Right, Stam Sifri or Sifra, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda. Everything, it's all Libud de Rabbi Akiva. So the Torah that we have is all from Rabbi Akiva.
That's always been my problem.
Right?
How do we have an every single Mishnah, every single whatever, is an argument of one of those four? Rabbi Lev Ben Shmuel doesn't argue so much.
Right.
And yet it came from the same source.
Well, there were others. I mean, he was the main source, I guess.
You look at any Mishnah,
right.
Full
right.
Of random.
Tana, Kula Mesu Mipesach HaTzeres. They all died during the Sfira, from Pesach HaTzeres. And stopped in Lag Omer, or they were a reprieve on Lag Omer. Amar Rav Chamber, Ava Vitim Rechiv, Avin Kula Mesa Misarod, they all a terrible death. Mahi Amar Rav Nachman Askara, this disease of Askara, which is a terrible death. Amar Rav Master said, Halacha Kerav Yeshua, the Halacha is Rav Yeshua, that you have to be Osek and Peru Revivio until the day that you die. Not that you stop at when you have those amounts. Okay? Rav Tachman, Amar Rav Chanilai, kol adam shein lo isha, whoever doesn't have a wife, shorei below simcha, lives without simcha, below bracha, below tova. Doesn't have simcha, doesn't have bracha, doesn't have tova. Below simcha, dixiv, v'samach l'tov b'isecha, b'isecha is your wife, you have to have simcha. Below bracha, dixiv, laniach bracha b'isecha, the bracha on your house. Below tova, without good, dixiv, lo tova, yos adam vado. Okay, the marava amri, below Torah, below choma, you don't have Torah, you don't have protection. Right, below Torah, dixiv, ha'im ein ezrasi bi. Right, my woman has to help me. That the female makes a wall around the gever. Rather, barhula amar below shalom. You don't have peace. Midiksev yadata kishlomo alecha. You know, alecha is your wife. Right, upagadata navecha below techta. You won't have. If you have a wife, you won't sin. And the idea of the wife protecting you from the sin. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, hakol yodei, kol hayodei should be ishto shi yirashamayim. If you know that your wife is a yirashamayim, the ena pokta, and you don't have, you know, tashrus with her at the time of the appropriate time, nikra chote. You consider a chote. Shenemar v'yadat ki shalom olecha. You have to have peace. Right, upakat nevechol tekta. So you have to have beer with your wife at the appropriate time. So Amar Yeshua ben Levi, chayv adam lifkod et ishto b'shosh yot l'dera. Before you go on a business trip, you have to be with your wife, Shinemar, again, V'yadato ki shalom olecha. So this idea that you have to have bia before you go, you have to be with your wife before you go out on a trip, mehacha nafka, mehasim nafka, we learn from over there. The el ishech tishu kasich, milamed shalei isha mishtokekes habayla b'shosh yot l'derech, that a woman pines for her husband when he leaves. Amar Rav Yosef lo nitzricha, ela samach levesta. He said that you have to have the bia even if it's when you're leaving, even if it's very close to her vestas, which we normally supposed to separate, which is interesting. You're going to violate. I don't know. Okay. Vikama amara. And how much time are you supposed to separate before the vest? Amarav ona, again, it's a 24-hour period. V'hani mila dvar rishus. You have to separate for dvar rishus. Aval dvar mitzvah. But if you go on the derech, that's a dvar mitzvah. So then, mitridi, I guess you're supposed to be with her. Tana ravanan, ha'oev es ishto kegufto. If you love your wife like yourself, v'amichab de yosemi gufto, and you honor her more than yourself, v'hamadrich bana v'bunosa v'derech yisharim, right, and you teach their kids to go on the right path, v'hamasiyon, samach l'pirkon, and you marry off your sons close to when they get old, when they reach of age, right? Alav akasav omer, the kasav says, v'yadato kishom olecha, there'll be peace in your tent. Ha'ov eshchenav, if you love your neighbor, v'amakarev eskrovav, and you bring your people close to you, right? V'anoses basa choso, and then you marry your niece, right? V'almalves selalani b'shasta koko, and you loan money to somebody who desperately needs it at the time. Alav akasav omer, as tikra, then you'll call out, v'ashem yanen, and Hashem will call, tivasheya v'yomer neni. You'll call out to Hashem, and I'll say, here, it's a lot of bracha to do those mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop there.